I used to know myself. I was a tracker, a finder of missing children, a writer of wrongs. I have battled demons, monsters, and elementals in order to keep my family and friends, and even the world, safe. I have lost those I loved, all to keep this world intact and free of the darkness. I am feared for my fighting ability and my hair trigger anger. And now...
Ugh, get me a f***ing diaper! I'm all out!
I held the squirming baby ogre to the changing table. His light blue legs kicked playfully as he giggled and laughed. One peek was all I needed to call for backup. His diaper was full of a bright green shit that I had no idea how he'd managed. How could it possibly be neon green? Even 6 months into caring for three ogre babies, I was still learning the ropes as to what to expect. For all I knew, neon green shit that smelled like death in an outdated tuna can was normal. They hadn't eaten anything even remotely close to what I was seeing in his diaper. A waft of putrid fumes floated up my now extra sensitive nose. The squealing little guy laughed harder with each gag, as though I were doing it on purpose.
Not funny, Gav!
Damn, this was one of the downsides to having senses keyed in overdrive. I shied away from those thoughts, away from the reality of what I was now. As long as I didn't think about it too much, I could pretend nothing had changed. Sure, to the outside world, I could say the words, "I'm a daywalking vampire." But to me, what I was really saying was, "I'm officially a monster, a bad guy." It didn't really matter that Doran and Ferris turned out to be good guys. I just couldn't reconcile myself with the creature I was.
Cav, hold still, please?
I had to be careful how much pressure I had on the little guy. I was still figuring out the limits of my strength, if there were any. The last thing I wanted was to hurt one of the babies because I made a quick grab to stop them from doing something. More and more, I'd been pulling back, keeping myself from helping as much, even when I longed to hold them. What if I hurt one of them? Accident or not, I would never forgive myself. Perhaps it would have been better if I'd died, in order to close the veil with my life rather than Alex's. The pain of watching my daughter and the children I'd adopted, not touching and holding them, it tore at my heart, tore at my soul. They'd been everything I fought for.